Disappointment produces despair, and despair produces bitterness, and bitterness produces the type of blindness that has not the capacity to distinguish between some and all. When I become friends with Jared, all white people ain't bad,
right?
Because that's my friend.
Right.
I love him. When Jared becomes friends with me, all black, we distinguish between some and all.
Welcome to this edition of Mid-South Viewpoint. Hi, I'm Byron Tyler, and as we start off on a sad note, after the weekend's news there in Charlottesville, Virginia, this past Saturday, being led by white nationalists to oppose a plan by local officials to remove a statue of Robert E. Lee from this park there in Charlottesville. That led into an encounter with protesters. It just got out of hand. It got really, really crazy fast. It's really a sad day because we have a loss of life. We have multiple injuries. A 20-year-old James Alex Fields of Ohio drives his car through these people. And I'm looking right now at a photograph. I'm seeing a young black man flipping up in the air. I'm seeing a white man, and he's way up in the air, discontorted. Bodies are flying everywhere. It's a sad day on America. We're going to talk about unity today, and as we kick off, guys, today's show has actually been in plan for a couple of weeks. So it was planned well before Saturday's tragedy there in Charlottesville. My friend, Dan Henley, we've been friends for a long time. Dan's also my neighbor now. Don't see much because he had a little surgery, and so he hadn't been walking. He hadn't been doing his normal walking routine. But Dan, it's good to have you here today. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
First time you and I met was about, 13, 14 years ago, mm-hmm. when you were starting to plant the church, the Journey Church, new church. You and your wife also have a marriage ministry that you do together. You've been helping to restore and heal marriages through that ministry over the years, and I know that continues on.
It does, and we're excited about that, DDAM Ministries to Marriages, and talking about unity today. You know, the Lord has shown me, even with racial relationships, it's a lot like a marriage. You know, you come into a marriage as two different people, and somehow God, in a mystery, he takes those two and makes them one.
Yep.
And only God can do that. But you have to deal with a lot of issues along the way. So we're excited about talking about Embrace Unity on today.
There's a special event coming up associated with this we're going to talk about. And we look at this past weekend's event. Also want to welcome Pastor Aaron Campbell. Aaron is the pastor of the Rising Sun Outreach Ministries. No stranger to Bot Radio. He's been on our program multiple times on Pastor's Forum. And Pastor, it's always good to see you.
Glad to be here. Glad to be back, you know, discussing an issue that we believe that is very relevant and important to all of us, all cultures. And so that's why we're here today, to discuss it.
Well, Pastor Aaron, when you heard the news of this event in Virginia, how did it impact you? What did you think about it?
Well, one of the things that at the same time I was at Norfolk, Virginia, taking my daughter back home when I heard the news. And I tell you what, it just tells me what the calamity is in our nation. That once we understand that there are diabolical forces behind this, Satan, his desire is to kill, steal, and to destroy, and to create confusion. But the thing that bothers me is that how we as individuals, and especially Christians, are going to respond to this. And so we've decided, Pastor Dan and Pastor Jared, that it's time for us to do all we can as a group, coming together and collaborating to make sure we do all we can to stop this.
I would think even more so. Is that right, Pastor Jarrett?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Let's welcome Pastor Jarrett Jamison from the Journey Baptist Church in Alder Branch. Jarrett reminded me at the very beginning about 13 years ago, about the same time that Dan was planning the Journey Christian Church, that you were starting the Journey Baptist Church in Olive Branch.
That's right. That's right. Yes, sir.
And you were on my program, Pastor's Forum.
That's right. Yeah, we talked before we were going to launch it. We hadn't went public yet 13 years ago. The church is about 12 years old, and we met and talked then.
Hey, it's time for you to come back and do an update, okay?
Yes, sir.
Time for Dan to do an update, too, by
sure.
the way. I'm trying to catch all these pastors when I can. And Pastor Campbell, it might be time for you to do an update also on Pastor's Forum.
We're glad to.
I'm always trying to get my pastors in here for the program we do on Sunday, 12:45 and 7:15 p.m. each week. For you, Jarrett, when did you get the news? Where were you? What was happening?
We were at a birthday party down in Clarksville, Mississippi, family birthday party, and I started seeing it come across my Facebook newsfeed. Didn't really know what was going on, so found out about it that night as we came in. And my words to our church about this event that we're talking about is exactly what you said, that it was providential that God had prepared this event prior to what he knew was going to happen in our country on that day. So we talked to our church about that Sunday. Same attitude that, wow, this thing is just boiling over and we need this very desperately. And God had planned this as one small thing for us to do to show unity. So,
and it's the beginning. Got this event coming up we want our friends to know about September the 23rd. A lot of details will be kind of mixed into the conversation here. But as we talk about unity, our listeners can see we have a wealth of information here with three pastors that have solid ministries in our community, have been reaching out in the love and the name of Jesus Christ for many years. How has the church failed, do you feel, in addressing the issue of unity? Pastor Aaron?
Well, one of the things that I think that we'll fail in being intentional in our efforts, especially across the pulpit. Now, we as leaders, we come together all the time, black, whites, Hispanics, Indians, or whatever, maybe Asians. But when it comes to us being intentional across the pulpit, I don't think you have done a great job in that area.
If I can just add to what Pastor Campbell was saying, I believe we failed in fellowship. Because as we fellowship with one another, then out of fellowship comes ministry. Now, I'm fellowshipping with somebody, I get to know them, I get to trust them. Jared and I met 8 years ago, black and white, and we had some issues that we needed to overcome. But out of that fellowship, we decided to keep walking together. Now we're at a deeper place in Christ. So now when we talk about doing ministry, I'm doing ministry with my friend. I'm doing ministry with somebody that I love and care for. And it's different from just coming together and meeting without the fellowship aspect. Maybe those are my thoughts. I just want to add. I mean, even Pastor Campbell.
I want Jared's opinion, you know, comment on this, because what I think it fits together,
sure,
Pastor
does.
Aaron, what you said about intentional and then what you said, Dan, about fellowship. You have to be intentional about fellowship. You have to value that other person to the point that you're going to make time for them. You're going to meet with them when you say you're going to meet with them. And you're going to do life together.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. At the last PCCNA meeting, we were talking about this event. But one of the things that they have done is begin to meet house to house with each other, blacks, whites, women, people of different denominations. And one of the comments that was made was in Acts 2, they continued not only in the apostles' teaching, but in the fellowship. If you don't know each other very well, it's easy to have mistrust and everything else. But when you're dealing with friends, as Pastor Dan was saying, with people who you know love you, that you've spent time with, that you care about, you can't have hatred and mistrust and those kind of things in that environment. So we just don't know each other very well. We see each other in passing, but we don't have relationships. And it has to be intentional, as was already said. You have to be intentional about building those relationships across denominational, racial, socioeconomic lines. You can't just wish that it's going to happen, because it won't. You'll stay in your same circles.
Do you have to agree on everything and still be unified?
Oh, definitely.
Absolutely not.
You don't?
No.
And that's how you develop relationships. I mean, Pastor Dan talked about fellowship, but how can you really develop a relationship unless you come together? Once we come together, we'll find out that we have a lot more in common than we have difference. When we met at each other's house, I mean, tell we get to know about each other, things that just so awesome to just know that my black brother, my white brother, my Asian brother, that we're really all the same. A little color difference, but other than that, bleed the same blood.
We are part of the human race,
sure.
Right? Different makeup that God designed so wonderfully speaks of his creativity,
sure,
and his,
yeah,
wonder, you know, and how awesome God is,
sure,
giving us different skin tone and giving us different cultures. You know, we can learn from each other different cultures, and there's things that we can pick up and enjoy and say, hey, I like that. I want to add that to my lifestyle or some of the things that my family might do together, you know. How have you personally witnessed those in your churches take the initiative? We talk about the initiative towards unity. Any specific examples that you can share with us?
Well, we're exchanging pulpits. One of the things we're doing, we're fellowshipping. We're coming together. We're eating together. I tell you, anybody who wants to fellowship can begin by just eating together and enjoying each other's company. So I think that's been a blessing.
Jared and I, over the years, we've done many things together. He's preached at my church so many times that the people know who Jared Jameson is, and he's a friend, and I've preached at his church. We've done marriage retreats together. I mean, we've just decided to do ministry together, to, as you said, do life together, and it's been really neat.
I think that's a good thing, exchanging each other's pulpits. You yourself are leading by example to your people.
Sure.
That they can see that. But specific ways you've seen your congregation reciprocate that, in turn, show other ways to show unity.
I'm going to be real honest, because I'm the youngest one here, and I'm also the youngest to really grabbing a hold of racial reconciliation. And I'll share some of Pastor Dan and my story. 8 years ago when we met, I told him, I said, Pastor Dan, I care about you, but racial reconciliation is good. I know it's from God, but it's not. I'm not where you're at. It's not on my radar the way it is yours. I don't wake up thinking about it every day like you do. He said, I know. Let's just keep walking together. That's okay. Let's just keep walking together. And so if I'm being very honest with you, this is something that I would even refer to. I would say Pastor Dan is my mentor, my father in the ministry, and I love him. But I would say this is Pastor Dan's vision, and I'm supporting him. It's only been in really the last year that I realized that the reason God lined Pastor Dan and I up was because this was not Pastor Dan's vision. It was also to be my vision. I think sometimes these things come slower than we would like them to, as far as people receiving it and accepting it. But it comes out of fellowship, like he was saying. I believe that. That's how it happened for me. I'm looking forward to leading my church in that direction. But this is something I've just grabbed a hold of myself, you know, and really began to have a heart for, the way that I see Pastor Dan, Pastor Campbell, have a heart for.
Well, Jared, I really appreciate your honesty, because I think that is where we've got to start, gentlemen. You know, we've got to be honest with each other the way we feel, and it's okay. We can be totally honest and say, hey, I'm not where you are right
exactly.
now.
Exactly.
If we can hang together, we can work through this. And that's what really shows the love. You know, Jesus said, they will know what you're my disciples by your love for one another.
Yeah.
And loving one another sometimes means loving through things that, if a brother or a sister's not where you are right now, still loving them through that process. Okay, now, what is your ultimate objective in having the Embrace Unity Picnic and Rally? September 23rd's the date. It's coming up not too long from now.
Mm-hmm.
What's the main objective here?
Well, primarily what we want to do is to show not only Memphis, but the Mid-South and the world that we can come together. Cultural differences don't matter. We can come together. We can come in fellowship with our black children and white children coming together, with the Hispanic children coming together, and just having a great big old family reunion picnic and rally. We're expecting all, both mayors to be there and city officials to come together. We just want to show, we have so much negative news that we're divisive. Yeah. Every little event that comes up, every little incident comes up, we show the division. And the division sometimes depicts that all of us are against each other. All whites don't mm-hmm. like blacks, and all blacks don't like whites, and we don't like the Hispanics, but that's not really what it is.
Right.
But we want to really give a picture of what Memphis is all about, and we believe that this will be a start.
I just want to piggyback, if I can, on what Pastor Campbell said. This family reunion concept, if you think about a family reunion, the family gets together once a year, maybe once every other year. Man, they come together and they have a wonderful time. Then they go back off into their different worlds and do their thing, and maybe they'll rekindle some relationships, and they'll meet during the year, and then they'll get back together again. But they're a family. Our church is a family, black, white, Latino, Hispanic. I have friends in every category. The challenge becomes, there's a book that Martin Luther King wrote, his last book, called Where Do We Go From Here? In the book, he said, disappointment produces despair, and despair produces bitterness. And bitterness produces the type of blindness that has not the capacity to distinguish between some and all. When I become friends with Jared, all white people ain't bad.
Right.
Because that's my friend.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I love him. When Jared becomes friends with me, all black, we distinguish between some and all. That 20-year-old, man, he was hurting. He was hurting because of that blindness,
mm-hmm.
and he mutilated blacks and whites because yes. of that hurt that went so deep, he was blind that couldn't distinguish between some and all. This embrace unity is an opportunity for us to come together and say, some of us, we believe that God wants us to be together and we're family, and eventually it'll get bigger and bigger and bigger. We're planting a seed right now that I think that in 20 years we'll look back and say this is one of the things that changed Memphis right here.
My pastor's been saying lately, Memphis has had a reputation of being known as the city of pain.
Mm-hmm.
And what he's praying for right now, he wants us to pray for, is Memphis will be known as a city of peace.
Sure.
And I know that you guys feel the same way, and I'm sure you pray the same thing.
Sure.
But that's what we need. You know, we can take what was a bad thing, what was a really horrible event that took place in our city, and we've been plagued by it for so many years. But as the church comes together and rallies, as the church shows the love for one another, it's really an issue of the heart. Didn't Jesus say,
sure,
all of these things and the troubles are having, it's not a matter of the skin color, which you've already said, Pastor Aaron. It's a matter of the heart. And who can change the heart?
Nobody Jesus. But Jesus.
Oh, nobody Jesus. But Jesus.
You know, I see so much coming out of this. And I tell you what, Brother Dan and I met probably about 5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah.
And we came to one of our PCCNA meetings. And I tell you what, it's been such a relationship has been developed out of it. And we've got a chance to meet so many people. And in my attitude, since having become a part of PCCNA.
Can I stop you there, Pastor?
Sure.
What does that stand for?
Pentecostal Charismatics Churches of North America. And actually, it started back in 1994. Memphis Miracle, you may remember that.
Yes.
Black and white leaders all over America came together because they thought it was time to stop the racial divide in churches. So PCCNA was formed and born in 1994. It's a culture group that includes all cultures.
Sure does.
Protestants, all those who believe in Christ, and organizations are all part of it. You know, years ago, my attitude had to change. Being the president of the local office of PCCNA, if you'd ask me, say, 20 years ago, what would I have felt about my daughter marrying a white person? I probably would have said to my daughter, baby, you need to look for someone in your own culture, own color. But one of the best things that had happened is my daughter married a great white person,
and
two great granddaughters. And so it has changed the way I think about white people and Asian people and Indian people. And we can't throw every white person in the same bag and stereotype them no more than they can throw us in the same bag and stereotype us. So we've learned a whole lot through this collaboration and fellowship.
I'm sure a big part of your ministry as pastors is addressing issues that families confront and they face. How often are these issues related to unity in the home, Pastor Dan?
Oh, wow. It's huge. I think that, you know, the Bible tells us Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He's all about division. Remember when I said that the Lord showed me that racial unity is a lot like a marriage? Think about a marriage, Byron. You come into a marriage, you say, this is what I want to bring in from my family of origin. This is some good stuff. I want to bring this into my marriage. But here's some stuff that I want to leave out of my marriage. No different from Jared and I. We had some teaching that we grew up with, and some of it we can bring into this relationship. Some of it we need to leave out.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. No different. Families are, Satan wants to divide, but we can come together and communicate. We can talk about those things heart to heart. Hey, man, this is what I was taught. This is what I taught all black people are. This is how all white folks are.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? My dad, who's gone to be with the Lord, told me they're going to be in meetings that you're not going to be invited to, and they're going to be talking about you. But then he would go on to say, make sure they got something good to talk about. Now, in a way, he was saying you can't trust white people. But he grew up in an era, it was tougher for him. I'm at a place where it's not as tough for me. Don't get me wrong, the Lord showed me in two generations or less, we will see a reconciled Memphis first to God and then to one another that will infect the whole world. That's the vision. So it's going to take a minute. But unless we get involved in it right now, we're going to stay divided.
Sure.
So I'm excited about getting right in the throes of it. And
what are some keys, do you feel, pastors, to building unity as it relates to the church? I mean, you're doing this through the Embrace Unity event. This is a good example here. But some other ways that we've got to work on, you know, we get ready for Sunday, and then we've got Monday coming. So how do we live this out during the week?
Intentionally, just like I said initially. We've got to intentionally. That's the only way it's going to go forward. We've got to be intentional, and like Pastor Dan and Jared, they build intentional relationships. I mean, it has to be a priority. You know, we can't get all excited. You know, what bothers me is when an incident happens, we all come together, we get excited, we meet, and then after a while, it's dead again.
Yeah.
But we've got to make that one of our priorities. When we get up in the morning, unity is going to be my priority. I'm going to get together with my white brothers. I'm going to get together with my black brothers. I'm going to get together with my Asian brothers, Hispanic brothers. And we're going to intentionally begin to embrace each other.
You know, last year I was at an event in Washington, and I got a chance to meet Senator James Lankford out of Oklahoma. Mm. He actually wrote a book on this, and he was talking about unity, getting to know your neighbors, and your neighbors not necessarily looking like you. Mm-hmm. And he said, we're going to get together. We got to put our feet, legs under the same table.
Yeah.
You know, when have you invited someone to come over and break bread into your home, sit at the dinner table?
Sure. Jared and I are co-leading the Church Developers Network now. I think that the church, though, we're almost like a little microcosm of the world. We have some social justice issues like poverty and the lack of education that we need to stand up and address. And I think that when we can come together in unity, we can address those better. But having said that, there's still some issues within the church. Some of the smaller churches are struggling for sustainability, and, you know, so there's a form of poverty. Some of the smaller churches don't have best practices and know how to do things that the larger churches can do. Well, the Church Developers Network, we're going to bring best practices.
Sure.
We're going to help them to be sustainable while we subliminally say we've been called to this vision of unity.
Sure.
We're going to give them some practical things along the way. You ask, what are we going to do? It's more than just coming together and say, hey, we got to get together and unify. We need to help the church.
And you guys are going to do this in a very tangible way, too, at the Embrace Unity Picnic and Rally, September 23rd. Let's tell everybody now, what's going to happen on that day?
Well, we're going to have worship, have a big tent set up. We're going to have a big stage set up. We're going to come together. We're going to pray. We're going to have the prayer tent.
Now, Pastor Aaron, it's your church, right?
At my church, 5255 Tulane Road. We've got several acres that we're just going to host this thing, and we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to have the rock climbing, horseback riding.
You're actually going to have horses at your church.
We don't have them at the church, but we're going to borrow them.
The pastor's being real humble. He has 20 acres out there. It's a beautiful space, and we're really excited about that.
So you've got baseball, horseback riding, volleyball. You mentioned rock climbing, some other sports, team competitions, and you've got some free giveaways and free food.
Sure.
What kind of giveaways?
We got different organizations that's going to be donating shirts.
Clothes giveaways and just different things.
Yeah.
We have a whole committee that's over that, so we're a little.
And maybe somebody listening wants to, a business
donate
organization to, wants to be part of this. Can they do that?
Absolutely.
Sure. Absolutely. For those who want to set up booths, you know, they can set up booths. We welcome that. No cost. This is all, actually, the whole ideal is to let Memphis see that there are blacks and whites and Hispanics and Asians that can come together. All of us are not separated. We believe that we'll fulfill that goal, and we'll just continue to take it from that point on.
September 23rd, 10 to 4, I'm assuming, is that a Saturday?
That's a Saturday.
At 5255 Tulane Road in Memphis. If you want more information, we were talking about a number to give out. Dan, should we give
sure,
your number?
Absolutely. My number is 901-870-0599. Again, it's 901-870-0599. Can I just say one thing? I have a friend named Rolando Rostro. I roll the R because he taught me to roll that R.
I love Rolando.
I know everybody loves Rolando. But his wife called me the other day, Esther. And you know what she wanted, Byron? Nothing. She just called to see how I was doing. That's fellowship. We got to get to that level. Now, Pastor and I, we've been walking together, Rolando, for years. But when we started walking together, we knew that we both had to work in our communities, and then we would get together, and then we'd collaborate. But while we were doing our work in our own individual communities, we decided to fellowship. One pastor came to visit me at my house when I had knee surgery and brought me a dinner. Don't get me wrong, many pastors blessed me, but it was Rolando and his wife.
She bring her tamales?
Oh, man, it was so good.
Nobody makes better tamales than Mr. Rostro, let me tell you.
And I love them. But that doesn't come without intentionality, fellowship.
Yeah. Well, gentlemen, thank you so much for sharing your hearts. Thank you for being unified together and displaying that at this event. Again, Embrace Unity, September 23rd, 10 to 4. 5255 Tulane Road. Is there a Facebook page for this yet?
Yes, we do have a Facebook page. again, I'm going to be honest with you. See, I can't get...
But you could probably search it on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, we can. You can search it on Facebook. PCCNA on Facebook.
Yeah, okay.
Memphis chapter of the PCCNA.
There'll be pictures afterwards, I'm sure, too, of the event, possibly video, and find out more information. But listen, friend, this is something that we got to do as the body of Christ.
Yeah.
Come together, embrace unity, a family reunion. In Christ, we're part of the big family. We're going to be together forever. And I was just reading recently in John 17, and Jesus' desire was, he was praying to the Father, they may be with me and be able to see my glory that I've had from the beginning. As his children get to do that together, you know, it's going to be incredible.
Right.
But we got to start acting like it down here, right?
That's it.
Great opportunity. Wow. Pastor Jarrett, Pastor Dan, Pastor Aaron, thank you so much for what
each
of you are doing for Christ's kingdom.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Well, friends, that's all the time we have on this edition of Mid-South Viewpoint. I do appreciate you stopping by. I'm Byron Tyler. We'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.